The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. I want to welcome everybody to our holiday editions of Fried on Business. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we're going to have a great show for you today. We're going to do something very timely. We're going to talk about the impact of concussions with the UHealth concussion experts, Dr. Gillian Hotz and Dr. Michael Hoffner. Then we're going to have a replay of Larry Zinn talking about what it's like to drive a Lamborghini. And then we're going to finish up with John Bletcher, who's an expert in DUI defense. We're going to discuss what happens if you get pulled over this holiday for a DUI. Back after this AC. It is yours.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry this holiday season. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We're back, and we've got our UHealth special guests, and we are doing a full half show with them. It is going to be great. We are talking to the concussion experts. We have got Dr. Gillian Hotz, PhD. She's the director of concussion program and Kids Neuroscience Center at UHealth, and Dr. Michael Hoffer. He's the director of the UHealth Department of, oh my God, I can't even pronounce that word, otolaryngology, he'll correct me, vestibular and balance program. Oh my gosh, Dr. Hoffer, welcome to the show. Please correct me right up front. How do you say that stuff?
Otolaryngology?
Yeah, I guess that you got a degree just to say that, didn't you?
No, I still can't pronounce it.
All right, doctors.
I certainly can't spell it.
Well, listen, I think that we've got to really get started here because there's a lot of ground to cover. You know, everybody has heard about concussions and what's going on or mild brain injuries. So I guess we should start with this. What's a concussion versus a mild brain injury? And are these really things we need to take seriously?
Michael, do you want to answer that one?
Yes. They're really largely synonymous. Concussion is a term that, you know, has been around for many, many years, describing blows to the brain, and mild traumatic brain injury just, you know, classifies it more clearly as mild injury to the brain. So mild traumatic brain injury is in a sense, a fancy medical term for what most people call a concussion.
So this could be anybody from a school child playing soccer to an NFL ball player to somebody in the military who just got near miss with a round of an artillery or something. These are the types of things we're talking about.
Those and many others.
Correct.
Okay. Now, Dr. Hotz, I know that you've been studying this as well, and I've been watching a lot of TV because I'm a sports fan, and they start talking about this thing called CTE, which I can't pronounce that either, and concussions, and then they talk about all this stuff in your brain that's, I don't know what's going on. Can you help me out and help me understand the relationship here?
Okay, so let's sort of try and clarify this. The concussion part's a biomechanical force to the brain. So any traumatic force to the brain, and this can be caused, as you stated previously, from multiple mechanisms. And, you know, we're hearing a lot about this now because the relationship to sports and contact sports. And we also have to remember that we're talking a lot about different ages and stages of brain development. So having a hit to your head playing football or soccer or on a bicycle and you fall off is very different than a NFL or an NHL hockey player taking a hit on the ice, just the velocity and the force alone. So I think, you know, we have to now understand that when you say the word concussion, there's a lot of different things that it means depending on the age and stage and sport or mechanism of injury you're talking about. So I wanted to just clarify that first before we go on.
Yeah, I think it's very important. And what's this CTE? Can you help me understand what that is? Maybe we roll that to Dr. Hoffer?
Both of us can comment on that. CTE is a medical diagnosis that was made on pathologic specimens, meaning, you know, brains looked at after the individual had passed away, that were generously donated to science. And a number of doctors working in that area, the ones that the movie's focusing on and colleagues, discovered changes in these brains that had not been seen before. And the common denominator in this set of specimens was multiple traumatic blows. And so encephalopathy basically means there's damage to the brain, and chronic trauma means from chronic trauma. And this was discovered by doctors in Boston. But doctors for many, many years before that had been describing changes that were close to these, didn't have the volume of specimens to make the final diagnosis.
So this is like being punch drunk, basically, or something like that.
No, I think we have to clarify that as well. That, you know, when you have CTE and you're diagnosed at autopsy, it's multiple hits, multiple repeated hits that you're going to develop this increased protein. And we need to remember, this is a small subset of patients right now. We're just at the beginning of really understanding this.
Well, then I think that brings up a really important point, because everything I see on TV and I talk to people with kids, it seems like a lot of them are considering modifying the way that their children play sports and the sports that they play. It sounds to me like the results are still coming in, but that people should make decisions based on information at hand. Dr. Hotz?
Yeah, I think that this is the issue now, that it's sort of become a little bit too on the hysteria side. We need to bring the pendulum back to the middle. And we need to figure out first what the real evidence is here. And as I said before, in the different stages and ages of play. So when you're talking about a youth football player or hockey player or soccer player, this is very different than somebody playing high school versus college versus professional league.
Now
so
what
I think we have to say to parents out there that we really don't know enough right now at these younger ages, and the positives outweigh the negatives of kids playing on team sports. And they, as Dr. Julian Bale says, the neurosurgeon who is also involved in the early stages of research with CTE and also in the movie played by Alec Baldwin, you know, he's also the medical director of Pop Warner. And he's just saying also that we really need to study this a lot more. You should be letting your kids play. Every case is different. You need to find out who the coaches are. Have they been trained in concussion management? And go from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks that I've known that the guy on the sidelines of the NFL game wearing the blue hat is the concussion guy. Now, what is being done?
One of the things we want to reemphasize is what Jillian just said.
Sure.
You know, CTE has been identified in a very small subset of largely NFL players. And these were NFL players that played at a time when concussion wasn't being paid attention to. So they were getting multiple blows with less protection and with less protection, you know, medical protection as well. And we don't even know if the current generation of NFL players will get this, let alone kids who play, you know, high school ball or youth league ball. And we really want kids to be out there on the field playing.
Yeah, well, I just think that it's scary for parents that are, you know, let's say in their 40s and 50s that may remember Jim McMahon and then have Jim McMahon come out and say that he took all these blows to the head and it's what's making him goofy now. So you got to understand where parents are coming from here on this. So
we do. The group of experts that have gotten together a couple times now in the fall, there'll be a white paper coming out on the consensus about treatment this week in neurosurgery, really starts bringing the pendulum back down to the middle and saying, you know, wait a minute, we really need to understand this at the different levels. We can't compare these professional athletes to kids that are out there just having a fun afternoon in a park or playing in a youth league.
Well, you know, let me start doing some myth busting, because I watch plenty of TV on this stuff. It doesn't mean I'm a doctor, and I certainly didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express. But, you know, they talk about the young kids trying to head the ball, and it's not really hitting the ball. It's when they hit heads together. So those kids playing soccer, hitting their heads together, it's a lot different than an NFL center hitting the nose tackle 30 times during the game. And I guess that's what you're kind of talking about, isn't it?
Right, and I'm talking about these kids that, you know, hit their head together, or the NFL player. We need to treat the symptoms, and we know that concussion is treatable, and acutely, if we treat early, we can treat the symptoms, and the goal is to try and get, you know, the player back onto the field. So I think, you know, we know a lot more now. We're doing better research and better trials, and again, I think we have to say to parents, look, just make sure that if you're dropping your kid off at an ice rink or a football field, just like you drop them off at the swimming pool, that you've got a licensed, certified lifeguard there, but you also have somebody who's licensed and certified in coaching your team and understand the signs and symptoms of concussion.
Okay, listen, we have to go to a break.
It's not just a male issue. Your girl athletes are just as much at risk as male athletes in the sports they play. So parents have to pay attention for both the girls and the boys.
Dr. Hoffer, Dr. Hotz, we've got a lot more ground I think we should cover here. You were just trying to squeeze that in. I've got another segment. Can you guys stick around for just a couple more minutes so we can get a little more information out to people?
Sure, no problem.
Happy to do so.
All right, great. Well, we'll be right back after this short break. AC, take it away. Bring us back because we've got to talk more concussions with these experts and get the myths busted. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business. AC, take it away. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry this holiday season. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Hey, sports fans, are you tired of spending all day looking for a bar showing your favorite team? Well, say no more. Outnicks is your one-stop source for games and bars near you. Make a free profile today and find every happy hour, live bands, and oncoming games and parties at your local bars. That's Outnicks, OUTNIX.com. One more time, OUTNIX.com. Outnicks, never miss a game again. Hashtag Outnicks Nation.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back. Lacey, thanks for bringing us back. We are back with the U Health concussion experts. I didn't even realize that they had like U concussions, doctor. So there's even places for people to go after this that they can look up more information. We're going to give out those websites at the end of the discussion. But let's go back and set the table. We've got Dr. Gillian Hotz. She's the director of concussion programs and kids neuroscience center at U Health. We've got Dr. Michael Hoffer. He's the director of the U Health department. If I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, he can't even spell it. And balance program. He also consults with the NFL on concussions. We're here busting some myths. Now, everybody, we've told folks they've got to make sure they've got a licensed coach there, making sure that their kids are protected just the way they would if there was a swim instructor at the pool. What are some other things that people need to do to protect their kids and make sure they're in the right environment for this? Let's start with Dr. Hotz this time.
Okay, so basically what we've done here is we've developed a model. It's a concussion protocol model. And just like you see in the pros where, you know, they've got the eyes in the sky and they've got a whole group of experts now that are trained from the sideline all the way through monitoring the player. We've done this with high schools here in Dade County. Every kid that plays a contact sport in Dade County comes through our protocol, from starting with baseline testing, impact testing if you're over 13, a neurocognitive computer test. There's a sideline screening now called the King Devic, which they do on the sideline, a rapid eye number recall test, reading test. And then there's actually coming to our clinic at University of Miami Sports Medicine, where we actually see and evaluate these kids to try and get them back to play with gradual return to play recommendations. So there's a whole protocol in place that's really starting to manage this issue and collect data and research. We've got the surveillance system where we're collecting all the data now from our county, and we just wrote another paper about that. So definitely better things in place.
So you're doing some research. Tell me what some of the research results have been. I guess you're studying everything from baseline to people that have incidents. It sounds like you're giving these young people the same kind of support they'd get in the pros, God willing.
Michael, do you want to talk about your study?
Michael, you're up. Let's hear about the study.
Actually, we're giving them better support. Of course, the work that Jillian just mentioned is really comprehensive and a true model that people should be doing. And she should be credited with the hard work she's really done on making this a priority for our university and our community. We've been fortunate to be involved with her, with the University of Miami Sports Health and Performance Institute, and with the University of Miami Athletic Department. And we have a pair of goggles that were really originally funded by DOD and further funded by the NFL, where we can actually diagnose concussions at about 90% or better accuracy in about 12 minutes, a very objective test. And that's available to our University of Miami athletes now, and will be then piloted now in some high schools in Miami as well. So we think with our work and with what Jillian's doing, we're our community and our university is ahead of the pros in some ways.
Wow, that's just awesome. Now, let's say that somebody's playing a sport or their child is. How do we teach them to understand whether they've got a concussion? Everybody goes, oh, I just got my bell rung or whatever. How do they know if they have a concussion, and what should they do right away, Dr. Hotz?
So this is a really great question, and it sort of leads into something that you need to stay tuned to after the beginning of the year. But educating kids and educating high school athletes is very challenging about this. You can give the parents a flyer, you can, you know, have the coach take a course online, but actually getting down to the player level has been quite challenging. We just did this with the high school football players, with a ex-NFL player going out to educate them with a interactive presentation. But it's challenging. And what we want them to come away with knowing is the symptoms, encouraging them to report more, and then actually going to see somebody who manages concussion as a physician to, you know, take care of this. So I think as far as the prevention piece goes in this, prevention starts with education. And I guess stay tuned, because the beginning of the year, I've got a youth concussion project that we're developing now that is very exciting, and I think we're going to be able to partially solve this concussion education issue.
Well, that was one of my questions, is how are we going to get coach training? But I guess you kind of gave us a little tease on that. You better be coming back in the spring to tell me all about how we can get everybody spun up on this, Doc. Now,
absolutely. It was the teaser. It was like, you know, the little wait and see. Kickoff time is April 1st.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm the guy that's supposed to do the teasing. I'm on the radio here. So but let's do a little bit of teasing about this. You know, we got a bunch of people that want to get some more information. How do they do that? And I think you've really got it rocking here with this youconcussion.com idea. Tell us a little bit about how people can protect their kids and themselves and their friends' kids and the people that play for them.
Look, knowledge is power. So you've got to, like, be able to understand what to look for. And these are the symptoms, you know, headache, dizziness, trouble concentrating, ringing in the ears, double vision, just feeling fatigued, not yourself. So the more parents and the athletes and the coaches and the players are aware of these symptoms and what to look for, then they can be encouraged to report and then be seen by a concussion expert. And I think this is what we talk about on U Concussion, and it's all available on our website and our clinic. We'd love to see anybody, you know, from the community, and you can just call the clinic for an appointment.
I got a personal thing I got to do here. I was looking over your team. I got to give a high-five shout-out to Dr. Page. He's one of my followers. He sometimes retweets my sports stuff. So shout-out to him and your whole team. But Dr. Hoffer, last word goes to you. We've got about a minute left. So tell me what you want to tell me in about 30 seconds, and then we'll give everybody the phone numbers and websites again.
Well, you know, what I want to say is emphasize something Jillian said earlier.
Sure.
Two things she said. Number one is we want the kids playing, and we want the kids, but we want them to play safely and appropriately. So parents, you know, check your coaches out. If there's any questions or issues you have, give us a call. But I'd love to see the kids on the field, and I think fears about something that was only observed in people that had multiple concussions should just be that, fears alone, and it shouldn't prevent people from kids from playing.
Well, that's
play safely and appropriately.
That is a great message. We've got to go right now. Go to uconcussions.com to learn more. I want to thank our experts, Dr. Gillian Hotz and Dr. Michael Hoffner from U Health. They were just awesome, and I hope you'll come back in the spring to give us an update, Dr. Hotz.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to all your listeners.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you.
And a wonderful 2016.
High five to you both. We'll be back after this with more Freed on Business. Stick with us for more holiday stuff. Back after this. AC, it's yours.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry this holiday season. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
As a high-powered executive, demand the best for your health with a U Health Executive Physical. I know I do. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That concierge is going to guide you through your visit, and you're going to get a customized preventive health plan. It's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. I know I do. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do more than collaborative care. UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community every day. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 12 years in a row. It also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys today. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to learn about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Dial 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
All right, we are back, and we are with DUI defense guru. I promoted you, JB. DUI defense guru Jonathan Bletcher. Every year before the holidays, we have JB on because no matter what, there's always somebody that's going to have a problem after a holiday party. JB, what's up?
Jim, thank you very much for having me. This is my third annual DUI extravaganza here with Jim Freed, Freed on Business. Let me just give you a couple of stats about DUI. There's been 61,000 DUIs in Florida last year, 1.3 million total in the U.S., and 25% of people that get arrested for DUI in this country are between 21 and 25 years of age.
Sounds to me like somebody's getting ready to ruin their life.
Well, you know, there's so many unintended consequences that happen after a DUI arrest. And with police having saturation patrols, checkpoints, roving patrols, it's so easy for police officers to spot DUIs. But, you know, there's so many unintended consequences that happen after a DUI arrest. It's not just being tossed in the back of a police car, which is a very sobering experience, being taken down to jail, having to post a bond, having to hire a lawyer. After a DUI conviction, which is going to cost you anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 with attorney's fees and court costs, you've got increased insurance, stigma, permanent conviction on your criminal record, could have problem with job, immigration, all sorts of unintended consequences beyond just spending that night in jail.
It sounds to me like even if you don't kill somebody, you're going to have some problems.
Well, you know, Jim, I'm a driver just like you are, and I'm out there, and I don't want anyone to drive drunk, and I don't want anyone out there, any of your listeners, to think that just because I defend people charged with vehicular-related crimes, DUI, that I advocate drunk driving. Just the opposite. You know, I have a 23-year-old son, and I make very certain that he's aware and that all of his friends are aware of the consequences of DUI. And that's why Uber is such an important thing these days, because it gives people an alternative, certainly during the holiday season, but all year round, an alternative to drunk driving.
Are you listening to this, sports figures? I'll just blanket them and other people in the public eye. You don't have to embarrass yourself, and you don't have to kill somebody. And JB, when I'm riding on the road, many times I can tell who's driving, I'll just say it this way, impaired.
Well, I think most people that are driving in Dade County can see that. But, you know, with the awful drivers that we have in Miami-Dade County, you can't really tell the difference between someone that's impaired by alcohol or someone that's texting. And you'll also find, statistically, that more accidents are caused by people in distracted driving incidents, people that are texting, people that are eating, people doing all kinds of other things in their car beyond drunk driving.
So they can get tickets, too? Thank God! Especially the lady doing her makeup, talking on the phone, texting at the same time in front of me?
Or the guy putting on his makeup in the car. It could be just about anybody. And now, texting while driving is a violation that a police officer can stop you for immediately. It used to be something that was a secondary offense, and now if a police officer sees you texting while driving, he can actually stop you.
Wow, I can't wait. I wish they would just stop there, stand there on the road and go, you. But, you know, it's just incredible. So if somebody gets caught and what should they do, JB? You're sitting in the car and suddenly the thing goes off and back to you. What do you do?
Well, the first thing you're going to do is start perspiring.
Yeah.
The second thing you're going to do is pull over as slowly and as calmly as possible without making any sudden movements, and try to slow your vehicle down. Have your documents ready, because when that police officer comes up to your window, let's say it's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, that police officer's suspicion and spidey sense are going to be that much higher. He's going to be looking for signs of impairment, because he figures that, well, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. If you're driving around on South Beach at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a pretty good chance that you've had something to drink. So you don't want to give the officer anything that he's going to be able to hang his hat on. You remember, DUI at this point, when you're being pulled over, is a crime of suspicion of DUI. He doesn't have any physical evidence against you yet, so you don't want to do anything that's going to incite him or give him more evidence against you. Simply hand him your documents and say as little as possible.
So now I've handed him my documents. I'm not talking. He looks at me. He shines his light in my eye. They always shine your light. Don't they shine their light the light in your eye?
Well, what they'll do is they'll put their flashlight above your eyes to sort of see what your light reaction is. And there's actually a test that they perform with the eyes called a horizontal gaze nystagmus test. But that's a little technical for your.
The flashing light in the eye test.
The flashing light in the eye test. And what they'll do is the officer is going to want to see whether or not you have bloodshot eyes, then conversations that he has to determine whether or not you have slurred speech, going to get you out of the car, determine if you have unsteady gait, if you're going to hold on to the side of the car, hold on to the car for balance, things like that. So these are the things that a police officer is going to be looking for. Now, if you get pulled over by a cop, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you've had something to drink, he asks you to get out of the car and says, hey, have you been drinking tonight? There's a 98% chance you're making the ride to the jail that night.
Wow.
So why do anything that's going to help the officer gain evidence against you? It's still at this point just his opinion that you're impaired. Don't make any statements. Don't make any admissions about how much you've had to drink. Don't do any physical sobriety test on the roadside. These tests are designed for failure. If you're Baryshnikov, you're not going to be able to do these tests properly.
You know, it's amazing to me that they don't have an entire field office of the DUI guys outside the football games, for instance, on a Sunday. The people that sit around me, I don't want to be on the road with them.
Well, if you remember back many years ago, Rick Sanchez, a local television personality, was coming home from a Miami Dolphin game and got into a motor vehicle accident. It was a Monday night game. I think it was against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oy.
And
that was the night they sang Na-Na song, and we beat them anyway. That was a great game.
Well, it was a great game, but not a great night for Mr. Sanchez. I ended up representing Rick.
Ooh.
And he definitely had some problems that evening.
So, you know, we've only got a couple minutes left, JB. Let's go down the checklist that you want to make sure people know. Everybody, get your pens out. You too, Jets fans. Listen closely. JB, you're on.
A checklist about what to do when you get stopped for DUI, or what the consequences are going to be, or
what you think people should know.
Well,
what's on the back of your business card?
What's on the back of my business card is... don't answer any questions. You have the right to remain silent. Tell the officer that you want to talk to your lawyer. You're not going to take any physical sobriety test. You're not going to take any breath test. You know, and I just want to point out one other thing about technology. They even have laser beams that can detect alcohol vapor inside your car. Yes, Jim, I said vapor. And what they do is they will point a laser beam and shoot it through your car to determine whether or not there is alcohol vapor being emitted inside your car.
No way. So, like, this is open container even could get you on that.
It's open breath. If you just belch alcohol,
you're in deep doo-doo?
It's potentially a big problem. And, you know, the latest technology is to have videos attached to the ignition interlock devices that are going to be placed in people's cars if they get convicted of multiple DUIs.
Well, we'll have George Orwell on next time you're on the show, JB. If people want to get you, how do they do it?
It can be found on the web at DUIlawdefense.com, DUIlawdefense.com, and that's the best place to find me.
All right, well, we'll find you here again next year. Here on Freedom Business, Jonathan Bletcher, DUI defense aficionado. Thanks so much for helping us. Stay safe, John. It's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. Whenever I leased one of my Infinities from them, I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you will get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got Larry Zinnon. And Larry, we're going to talk about Lamborghinis today. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Thank you for having me today, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And what about Abe? Is Abe going to come on with us?
You know, I don't know if he's going to make it or not.
All right, well, listen, I'm referring to Abe Cohn. What's Abe's role at the Lamborghini store?
Abe is actually a sales consultant over at the brand-new Lamborghini of Broward.
Now, he looked like he was a driver when I met him in your suite at the Dolphin game, man.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I think you're really going to like getting to know him.
Well, I can't wait to get to know him as he's sitting in the passenger seat on my test drive. Now, tell me a little bit about Lamborghini, what's coming out, tell me where your new store is going to be, et cetera. Softball, underhand pitch, go.
Well, we're opening up on the 75 in Griffin. Hopefully, we'll be open in about a week.
Wow.
Lamborghini's got some great models right now. They've got the Huracan, they've got the Aventador. They just announced the Spider version of the Huracan, as well as a 580-horsepower rear-wheel drive version of the Huracan as well.
Woof.
And there's the Super Veloce, or SV, version of the Aventador, which is just this monster 750-horsepower animal that's going to be gracing our dealership sometime soon.
Well, this is what gasoline is for, Larry.
Hey, I think we're gonna miss it one day. When everybody's riding around in electric cars, I'm going to miss 750 horses in a V12.
Well, that's what the racetrack we're going to buy together is going to be for, Larry.
Now, from
your mouth to God's ear.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to buy the racetrack. We're going to race around. I'll be an AK by then, but you'll be a young stud still, you know? Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on. You got at the store, you know, we talk a lot about year-end deals. It's a myth. It's the reality. What's going on over the next couple of weeks, holiday sale time over there?
Well, you know, December is a really great month to buy a car. Typically, the manufacturers are as aggressive as they come. Everybody has heavy advertising going on. The programs are all very good. And, I mean, it should be a big month, actually, one of the biggest months in recent memory and one of the biggest years in the car industry's history.
Well, listen, Larry, you know, I got a friend here. Alex Horn's going to be on in the next segment. But, Alex, you've had experience at Warren Henry. What's up with that?
Sure. Larry, it's actually funny enough. You know my fiance, Danielle Bodson.
And, I do.
You helped me. She reached out to you a few months ago to buy Infiniti. I ended up buying a QX70 from you guys, and honestly, I was, from the day I got it to now, I've been very impressed with the service. It's bar none the best dealership I've dealt with to date.
Wow!
Thank you so much. That's always nice to hear.
Another member of the Warren Henry family, Larry.
Yep.
And I hope we meet sometime.
You're going to meet. We're going to go to a ball game or something. We're going to have a great time. You're going to love this guy, Larry. All right,
thanks. Sounds good to me.
Now, Larry. It's the end of the year. You got your deals. We now know from a third party who has not been paid that it's actually a good experience, which I've been saying for years. I've only bought like 20 cars from you. So what car am I buying next year, Larry? Tell me.
You know, Jim, I think it's time for you to get into that Jaguar XF we've been talking about.
All right. Well, listen, Larry, you know, you're my personal automotive transportation advisor, and I must say that there was one parked on the street earlier today, and I did kind of get goosebumpy walking by it going, you know, maybe it's time for me to get that Jag that Larry's been talking about. So we're going to do that. But now, Larry, let's go back to talk about Lamborghini for a minute. They've got all these great cars. You're moving your store up into Broward on a 95. Will it be visible from the I-95?
It's actually from 75, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In Griffin, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm getting old, like I said.
Visible. It's going to be next to the brand new Porsche store that Penske is building.
Cool.
And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Well, look, I'm glad you're out there because it's closer to the long stretches of highway that I'm going to need to test drive that car.
I can assure you we're going to have one of the best test drive routes in the country. That's without question.
Oh, man, that's great. Now we talked a little bit Infiniti. We talked a little Lamborghini. Tell me about the availability of some of the Range Rovers and Land Rovers, because I know that they've been sometimes hard to get. What have you got online right now? What do you got on your store?
Well, you know, because it's December, fortunately, we've been able to get a good amount of inventory on the ground.
Okay.
You know, so for those who are looking for the cars, there's a good shot that if you come in today, we're going to have what you're looking for. If we don't have it, we could certainly find it. But, you know, the scarcity that was around before, fortunately, you know, we have a lot more to offer now. We've got a lot more inventory. I mean, we don't always have everything, but we certainly do whatever we can to find it. If we don't have it, the customer always has the option to order the car and spec it out exactly as they want it.
You know, somebody just texted me, Range Rover, !! Range Rover, for Vivian Range Rover. So we all know that that's 18 months, honey, because I'm coming up first. So we're going, I guess, you know, we're going to get her car, too. Now, what would you recommend for her? You know, a lady drives around town. What would you recommend for her?
Well, I know Vivian's had her eye on the Range Rover Sport.
Well,
I mean, she's always told me, Jim, you know.
Yeah, I know. She goes behind my back and talks to young men about the cars she wants. That's my wife. You know, what can I tell you? Now, Larry, let's talk for just a minute about something that's near and dear to your heart. You know, we're still going to the Dolphin games. It ain't been that pretty to some of them. But I must say is I'm still having a good time. What are your thoughts here on the upcoming last couple of games we got here at home, at least, Indianapolis and then New England, which we're going to kick their butt in that last game of the season?
You know, no matter what, Jim, it's football. It's fun. I always enjoy going. To say it was a disappointing season would be an understatement. But, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. It's just... you know, maybe next year, right?
Listen, I'll tell you why I go. I go because I see guys like you and your buddies that you introduced me to. There wasn't enough chest-bumping time for all those guys. The testosterone was going on in there. Oh, my God, what a great group of guys. I mean, you know, and then you had AB there and stuff, so it was a really good group of guys. Larry, real quick, turns to the first part of the year. You going to be adding anybody to that staff of yours?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually looking right now. On our website, we have an advertisement, actually, for people who are looking to come on board at warrenhenryauto.com. But we are looking for qualified individuals to come and join our team. And no experience is preferred.
Wow. So no experience. I can earn six figures. I get health care. It's a family group. where is that? That's on Facebook? How come my fingers aren't flying to Facebook right now? This is great stuff.
It's on Facebook as well. You could see us at Warren Henry Auto, facebook.com/Warren Henry Auto.
I mean, that's great. Now, Larry, now we've only got about a minute or two left. AC, 5 minutes left? 5 minutes left? Oh, my God, Larry, we talked about everything already. So now help me out, Larry. What are we going to see next year from the Land Rover and Range Rover? What are they going to be delivering that's going to be new? Or maybe there's new Infiniti coming out.
Range Rover's got actually a convertible version of the Evoque coming out, which is really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just got these diesel sports and full-size Range Rovers, and they get about between 500 and 650 miles per tank, which is extremely impressive for something that weighs 2.5 tons.
Yeah, I know. Usually, I can't say that on the radio.
I mean, you know, I've had the fortune to drive one for a little bit now. I'm doing over 25 miles per gallon myself, and I mean, it is awesome.
Yeah, I know, and I know you like, I know you like to utilize as much carbon as you can, so I'm sure it must be getting good mileage there.
Using it while I can.
There you go, there you go. Now, how about Infiniti? What's coming up on Infiniti this year?
Well, we got a new Q30 coming out in January.
What's that going to be?
It's a small, actually, maybe a little bit later than January, but it's a small sedan. Should be starting around the $29,000 range.
Very cool.
That's really exciting. We've got a refreshed QX60 coming out. Also, three new engines for the Q50. We've got a four-cylinder, six-cylinder with 300 horsepower, a turbo, and a twin-turbo 400 horsepower Q50.
Wow, that sounds like very awesome. And those things are just great. They never break. I mean, I've had now an Infiniti since 1991. I got it like 3 weeks before Hurricane Andrew. And so I had to like park it in like a safe place and such. But Larry, I've just been loving them the whole time. And Larry, not once have I had a mechanical problem. We're talking tires, gas. That's about it for those cars.
Yeah, they're very great vehicles. Always well engineered, very well manufactured, high quality. We're really fortunate to have the opportunity to sell those.
Now, Larry, if somebody wants to find you before you move, now you're moving to a new place, aren't you?
Not just yet, but we will be soon. We're going to 151st and Biscayne Boulevard.
Wow, much closer access to me. I can't wait. I'll be able to drive up and down Biscayne Boulevard at 1 mile an hour.
And we're very excited as well. It's going to be a beautiful facility once we get going.
So, Larry, if people want to find you today, where do they find you? Give me the particulars, phone number. You know the drill.
Yeah, you can reach us at 305-690-6006. Or warrenhenryauto.com, or on any social media at Warren Henry Auto.
So, Larry, thanks so much. We really do appreciate you. You know, it's our last show with you this year. We want to thank you so much for being a part of the show, for being a part of our community. You know, a lot of people don't realize how tough it is to be the third generation, and that's what you are, Larry. So, you know, sorry, I'm going to make you blush a little bit, but, you know, we bought our first cars from your family, gosh, I don't know, 35-something years ago. We keep buying. My wife tells the story about buying her, at the time, Volvo from you. And that Volvo was how she would keep me in line, because I drove a Ford, and so her Volvo was dependable, and she could take me when my Fords used to break down. And so, Larry, you and your family have been a very big part of our entire life's experience. And I want to thank you so much for that. And now having you on the show and being part of our regular lineup is extraordinarily meaningful for me. And I must say is that AC gasped when you told the entry price of that new Q30. So, Larry, there's something for everybody when we do our radio shows. And I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do that.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate you letting me be on the show. And I hope you have happy holidays and a great new year.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
I want to thank my guest today. I want to thank Q Health, Dr. Hotz and Dr. Hoffer, the concussion experts. They were awesome. Myth-busting. Remember, let your kids play sports and have fun. We also had Larry's in on talking about how much fun it is to drive a Lamborghini. Make sure you go see Larry for his year-end deals. And Jonathan Bletcher, DUI attorney. We talked about DUI defense. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank South Florida, our sponsors, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Kind Snacks, Warren Henry Automotive, U Health, the NFL Alumni, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, Lawrence Kids, Bruce Turkel, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, Magnum Energy Solutions. Oh my gosh, it goes on and on and on. I got to get my updated page here. We've got so many sponsors, I can't keep them all on one page anymore. We've got Social Media 305, Expresso Marketing, Early Shares, Mentioned Lawrence Gibbs. I'll do it again. Magnum Energy Solutions, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and, of course, Engineers Tax Services. I want to make sure that you go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website's cranking. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on that webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love it. We're going to have another Best of Jim. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy holidays, everybody!